Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
It's so good to be here with you guys tonight. I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live, and I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about, are you willing? We're going to talk about, are you willing? What's going on, Brian? What's going on, man? What's going on, Thomas? What's going on? What's going on, Karen? So tonight, guys, you know, as we do, you know, I'm bringing discussion. We've been talking about things from like the as I call it, the wisdom series. And I guess you can call this a wisdom series as well. Tonight, the question is, are you willing? Ooh, are you willing? Now, you might be saying, Reverend Dr. G, we talked about something similar to that a few weeks ago, but how many of you guys know that sometimes along your walk, sometimes God will do a check just to see if you're paying attention, just to make sure you're okay? Because sometimes we get lost in the sauce of life. We get lost in the hustle and bustle. Sometimes we get lost in dealing with life's issues. You know, that sometimes we have to do that maintenance thing, sort of that. God, we have to do this maintenance thing, and God just wants to make sure and see how well are we really, really doing. Sometimes we have to check in. So the question is, are you willing? Because I'm not sure about you, but I was just sitting back, and I was just like, Lord, you know, God, you have promised me, you've spoken to my heart about this, you've shown me this, you've shown me the glimpses of my future, you've shown me different, you've laid things on my heart. And have you ever been in that place where you said, Lord, I thought you said you're going to do this, or I thought, Lord, you're going to do that? Have you guys been through that? Am I the only one who's been through that? Where you're saying, Lord, just remind God, you've given me this vision, you spoke to my heart, and I'm driving to move ahead, and all these different things are going on and happening. God just basically just told me, for me, guys, you know, are you willing? And what he laid in my heart was this. The question is not if God is going to do it. The question is, are you going to do your part? You know, and I think that sometimes that's the thing that happens, that we have that issue with doing things and allowing God to do, allowing ourselves to do our part. Because sometimes we want to put everything into put everything on God, but really, God's really asking, are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? So tonight's message is this, are you willing? Now, you know, guys, you guys might be feeling like I was feeling yesterday, and I decided to, I didn't want people going back and forth between watching debates and my coming on last night. I just wanted everyone's attention. So I decided, you know, let me just wait until tonight to come on. And I'm not sure about you guys, but I know I am definitely drained from what I saw last night. And I'm not putting emphasis on that or wanting to have a discussion about that. So if you guys are coming in late, some guys might do different things on Wednesdays. You know, I know yesterday was just a little different because we normally do this on Wednesdays. But I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you are. I hope you guys are having a great night. And again, you know, I love to hear your praise reports on what God is doing in your life and what God has been doing in your life. But getting back to this question, you know, we've been talking about the past few weeks about about wisdom series, right? What's going on, Keith? Talk about wisdom series. And tonight is just a little different. You know, I will talk about some things from Proverbs. But the question that God, like I said before, for me, the question was, are you willing? Because like I was saying a few minutes ago, I'm unsure about you guys, but have you been in that place where you've been like, what's up, Trina? God, I need you right now. Lord, you said you're going to do this in my life. What's going on, Kathy? You said you're going to do this in my life. And the question was, God basically said to me, are you willing to do your part? Because sometimes we love to point the finger and say, God, you said you're going to do this for me. You said you're going to do that for me. And the question is, are you going to do your part? Sometimes we're waiting for God to do it, and God has already said he was going to do it. He's already given you the vision. He's already given you the dream. And the question is, are you going to do your part? Hey, Trina. You know, and then that's the question. Are you going to do your part? Because, listen, something happens when we really have to do our part in a situation. Sometimes we expect God to move. Lord, I'm believing you. But are we willing to make that step, that step of faith? Are we willing to do that part? Are we willing to live for the gospel? Are we willing to die for the gospel? Are we willing to do what God tells us to do, even if it looks kind of strange? What's up, Terry? So tonight we're talking about, are you willing? That's the question I want you guys to ask yourself. Am I willing to do what God has called me to do? So our first point of the question is, are you willing? You know, that's tonight's message. And the thing about it is this, do your part. First thing is that you've got to do your part. You know, I don't care where you go. You know, sometimes, guys, we want things, we want them by osmosis. But, you know, guess what? You have a part in the equation to do. Sometimes we expect God to do it. And God said, no, you've got to do that part I've called you to do. Hey, Greg, tonight we're talking about, are you willing? That's the question. Are you willing? Are you willing? Because, I was like, Lord, I'm doing this part and I'm doing this, but have I done what God has called me to do at this season? So it's very, very important. Like I've always said that and have preached on here and have discussed, it's very, very important that we do our part, that we understand the season that we're in. Do your part. You know, in Proverbs chapter 4, right, verses 20 through 23, it reads as follows. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. You know, and the thing about it is this, in doing your part, you know, he says, the writer says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. So in doing your part, you got to listen. We have to listen. You know, sometimes we say we want wisdom, but we've got to be willing to listen because we don't know everything. Sometimes we might miss things. I'm not sure about you, but sometimes I have missed place things, and I was looking all over the place, and whatever I was looking for was right dead smack in my face, right in front of me. What's going on, Odessa? It was sitting right in front of me. So this is very, very important that we pay attention. Listen closely to my words. So listen, we have to listen to God's words. We have to listen. And it says, do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. So in doing your part, you've got to listen. You know, keep them. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep God's word in front of you. Whatever God is speaking to you, keep them in front of you, right? Keep them within your heart. So in that whole part about doing your part, got to listen. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and help to a man's whole body. You know, hey, what's going on, Ben? Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So I got from this, you have to listen to what what God is saying to you. Listen to his words. Keep his words. And then guard your heart. So in doing your part, you've got to listen. Keep them. Keep them in front of you. Keep them close. Then you have to guard your heart. So that whole thing about doing your part, you got to do all those things. See, there's things that we've got to do. Sometimes we don't guard our heart. We don't guard. We don't listen like we need to 100%. How many of you guys listen to maybe 80% of the instructions that you're given before you go ahead and say, okay, it's time for me to go ahead and get started? It's time for me to go and get started. Are you willing to do your part? You got to listen. How hard is it for you guys to listen? Now, this is how this works, guys. For those who are coming through, you know, I'm talking to you guys, and what generally, you know, I can't hear you, but generally, you guys talk, you type, and you talk, and tell me what you think about what I'm talking about, you know. And my prayer, my only thing I ask is that you guys, that we respect each other's different opinions, and it's okay. It's okay. And we just respect each other's different opinions. You know, so that's what one thing I want you two guys. If someone's texting me, I don't know what this person is. I think there's going to be someone I'm going to probably just go ahead and delete because I don't think it's a real person. I think it's a scam, but I'm not going to even think about that. But and get off point. But do your part. Listen. Keep the words, keep God's words in front of you, and guard your heart. And listen to this. Then Matthew chapter 16, and I hope you guys are doing well tonight. You know, with everything that's been going on, guys, we've got to stay focused on God. We have to stay focused. We have to pray. We have to pray. We have to stay focused. You know, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26, it says this. Thank you for liking it, Ben. We got to catch up. What's going on, Larry? 16:24-26. It says this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." You know, and that's why I wanted to focus right there on that part. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You know, that whole thing about doing your part, you got to be willing. We have to be willing to follow. We have to be willing to what? Deny ourselves, right? Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. You know, and you know, the thing about it is this. Sometimes we say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. But when it comes to that part about denying yourself, how many guys actually have a hard time with the whole thing about denying yourself? How many guys actually have an issue with denying yourself? Is it easy for you to say, you know, if Lord tells you no, are you obedient? See, because sometimes we say, I'm willing, but when it comes time to deny yourself, do we really deny ourselves? And how many people really struggle with that, denying yourself? Says, pick up your cross. What? He must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. If he keeps on, he says, follow me. And then Jesus keeps on saying in verse 25, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? You know, this whole thing about us doing our part, this whole thing about me doing my part is, it's really, really serious. It's about us listening to God. It's about us keeping his words. And then it's about us guarding our heart. Guarding our heart. You know, what's going on, Isaac? We're talking about today, are you willing? The big question for today is this, are you willing? You know, guys, some days, guys, it's going to feel like a struggle. But, you know, the thing about it is that sometimes we have to do this self-examination. Are we really prepared for what God has for us in this season? And then if we say yes, are we willing? In order to be willing, we have to do our part. You know, picking up your cross and follow. Denying yourself, picking up your cross, and follow Jesus. Because sometimes God's going to say no. Sometimes you can hear no. Sometimes that door is going to be closed. You might be saying, well, Lord, you've placed this on my heart. You've shown me. But I want to encourage you, everything will work out for your good. It will work out for our good. We just cannot lose hope. But what is the part that we can play in this whole equation? What can we do? What can you do? What can I do? Are we willing to do our part? It's not a matter of God doing what he says he's going to do. What are we doing in the meantime? Are we preparing for the increase? Are we enlarging our tents? Are we preparing for the increase? What exactly are we doing while we are waiting for God to do what we believe in that he's going to do in our lives? What do we do? What is our part? You know what's going on, Eugene? Tonight we're talking about, are you willing? First point, do your part. And you know, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, it says this. It says, let your eyes look forward, straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. You see, the thing about it is this. We've got to look ahead. And we can't move forward if we're always looking backward. We cannot move forward if we don't fix our eyes ahead. Put our eyes on the mark. Look to the hills for what's coming to our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Brian, we're talking about tonight. The question is, are you willing? The question is, are you willing? And the first point is this. You've got to do your part. You've got to do your part. Listen. You've got to listen to God's word. We got to keep his word. Guard our hearts. And then in Matthew 16:24-26, pick up your, deny ourselves, pick up our cross and follow him. We've got to be willing to do that. What's going on, Ms. Heist? And think about this. We've got to look ahead. We've got to look forward. See, the thing about it is sometimes we're trying to move ahead, but we're looking backwards. We've got to move forward. But in moving forward, we have to remember all the lessons we have learned. Because we've gone through these different things, we've gone through our experiences, and God uses those experiences to for his glory. Hey, love you too, Ms. Heist. Hey, Sherman. Hey, what's up? You know, so you gotta look forward. And then I say this part, guys. Own your stuff. Yes, own your stuff. And doing this, in doing your part, you've got to be willing to own your stuff. You have to be willing to own your mistakes. You have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I messed up right there. Lord, please help me to do better. So the question is, if you're willing, yes, be willing. But even in being willing, you have to do your part. And you have to be willing to say, yeah, I messed up. No, Lord, please, I need you. And I say this, take ownership of the things that you have messed up and take ownership of the things that you can do. What can I do during this season? What can I do during this season? Because, see, I'm telling you this. Sometimes I hear people, and sometimes you might even have your own conversation with yourself, like, that was that person's fault, or this is God's fault. No, what part did you play in the whole equation? You know, are you willing to do what God's called you to do? You say yes. Then guess what? Sometimes you're going to go through some things, but guess what? You have to be willing to own your stuff. You have to be willing to take ownership. See, people want this feel-good gospel. Listen, sometimes you're going to go through some things. Sometimes you're going to have some struggles, but you have to know that God is with you. He just want to know, are you willing to take that first step? Like when Jesus called his disciples, right? And after they had finished doing their job of trying to, you know, they're fishermen, you know, and he says, they had just finished cleaning their nets. Throw your nets over into the side of the water. You know, you got to be willing to do what God has called you to do. Take ownership. Do your part. Do what you can do. And do as God leads you to do. Whatever he's called you to do, go ahead and do it. Just be willing. So first point tonight is this. Do your part. And guys, here's this word. And you guys, and tell me what you guys think about this word. This is a word that sometimes people say, and sometimes people cringe when they see this word, and that word is change. That word is change. You know, how do you guys deal with change? Because, listen, I'm telling you this. I'm not sure about you. You know, guess what? You got to be willing to change. You have to be willing to change. So the question is, are you willing? Then you have to look at yourself, do that, do your part. Let me do my part. And then you have to deal with the whole thing about change. Like people say, I want change, I want change. When change comes, it's like, oh no, this is not the change I wanted. No. And sometimes, guys, God will bring a change. And we might not agree with that change. We might not like that change. But we have to know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, right? Change. Change is action. You can't talk about it. You know, you've heard us saying, you can't talk about it. You've got to be about it. You know what? You have to be willing to do your part. You've got to be willing to do your part. I could say for days, I want to lose weight. And I said for almost like 5 years, I've got to lose this weight. Guys, I have to lose this weight. And it didn't happen until I actually put some action behind it. That means I actually had to do something. What's going on, Gia? Amen. I had to do my part. And the whole thing about if you're willing, some of you guys might be saying, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. I want you to use me. But then when God gives us the opportunity to make change, we don't want to be uncomfortable. And we talked about this. I've talked about this before. What's going on, Special K? Learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes things are not, some seasons that we are in and we face are going to be uncomfortable. Need I say more? Are you experiencing that right now? Like, Lord, what is going on? But are you willing? The question was, that God had for me was this, are you willing to do your part? Yeah, Gia, come on, somebody. That's right, Gia. Come on. You know, that change, action. How many of you guys are control freaks? I'm not going to use the word freaks. How many of you guys have struggled with control issues? How many of you guys have control issues? Let me tell you this. You want things, it has to go this way, it has to go that way. When you say I'm willing, you got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you, even though what I am seeing is hard to believe, even though what I'm experiencing is something I've never experienced, I'm going to believe you, and I'm going to do what you called me to do, and I've got to do my part. Listen, change sounds good, but it can be difficult, and it can be easy too, right? But change is action. It's not sitting down saying, I want change, but I'm not willing to do my part. See, God will do his part every day, every minute, every second. God will do his part. But the question is, are we willing to do our part? And are we willing to change? Are we willing to change the way we think? You know, because first point, change is action. Next, change takes guts. If someone tells you that change is easy, maybe for some people, they can deal with change more easily than others. But you know what? Change takes guts. Yeah, that's right, Gia. Change takes guts. It takes drive. It takes a willing participant. Change takes guts. Some of you guys, I don't know about you, but during this pandemic, you know, and some of the changes that I've had to make in my life personally, and I'm sure you guys have had to make changes as well. The whole thing about as things begin to open, it's tempting to go back and say, you know what, I should do this before this pandemic. I should do that. But I'm not sure about you, but it takes guts to stick with it, even when you're dealing with things you've never dealt with in a new season. It takes guts. It takes tenacity. It takes faith. I'm going to believe you, God. I'm going to believe you. And the thing about it is this. Change takes guts because it's easier to say, to revert back and say, well, before this pandemic, I did this. But guess what? I feel like people have become closer. Some people have become closer with God during this time. Some people are beginning to do what God has called them to do, has created them to do. Some people are letting their artistry take control. Some people have opened up businesses. Some people I've seen people get promotions during this time. Change takes guts. It takes guts. I believe sometimes we speak it more than we're willing to do it. But the question is, are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Change is necessary. You know, now when I say that phrase to you guys, that sentence to you guys, what comes to your heart and your mind when I say that this statement, change is necessary? You know, some things happen like the seasons are changing now, right? It's becoming fall. And I tell you, even in August, it seemed like the trees were already changing. I'm like, man, we're still in summer. And it seems as if change is already happening. Guess what? Change is happening. Change is inevitable. Regardless of what you're going through, what you're thinking, change is inevitable. What's going on, cuz aunt and cuz uncle? I got them on here. Hey, love you guys. We're talking about tonight. The question is, are you willing? Not if God is willing, not if God is going to do it, but the question is, are you willing to do your part? Change is necessary. Like the season is changing. And guess what? It's going to happen. Sometimes we fight against the change. Sometimes we fight against it. I don't want change. I don't want change. I want it to be the way it's always been. And the way it's always been has not always worked. The way it's always been has not always worked. And it might have worked for some people, but it didn't work for others. Change is necessary. In your life spiritually, you know, how can you expect to go to the next level in your walk with Christ? You know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, how many of us are willing to actually do that? Some people would rather stay in the comfort of where they are than to actually experience change. The song comes to my mind, change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. You know, so we're talking about tonight, are you willing? The question is, are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? You know, and change is necessary. And sometimes we have to say, Lord, please, change my heart. I want to become the person you've called me to be. Please change my heart. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Hey, Peggy. You know, how many guys actually pray that? How many guys actually pray, Lord, change my heart? Well, I'm struggling with this change. I'm struggling to do these things you called me to do, but I need your help. Perhaps you're struggling in loving your brother like you're loving your brother, your neighbor, and treating your neighbor like the way you want to be treated. Listen, change is necessary. You know, guys, that's kind of like the gospel is going forth, and it's going forth even in a different way than before, especially with this whole pandemic. It's amazing how God has, you know, the church is not the building. We are the body of Christ. But you know, guess what? The message is still getting out there. In fact, I was even saying that the message is getting out there via the internet. You know, I was doing this before we went to the pandemic. So I'm just doing what I was doing and just staying focused. You know, what's going on? What's going on, Tib? What's going on, Elder Tib? Tonight we're talking about the question is, are you willing? Thank you for the hearts. Thank you for the hearts. You know, are you willing? And that's the question, are you willing? Change. Without change, you cannot grow, but will die. See, listen to this, guys. Just imagine if we were not to grow. If the flower was not to grow. And it didn't change. It didn't bud. You had to go through that process. Peggy says, it's struggling with the issues that are happening around us. Racism. Let me tell you this. Some people that I thought were standing with me, Peggy, I've had to take a step back and look and say, wow, some people are not. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. What's going on, Shelly? What's going on? My colleague is on. Hey, Shelly. Tonight we're talking about, are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Yeah, thank you, Tib. Without change, we can't grow. That's good. Yeah, without change, you cannot grow. You might say, I want to go to the next level, but you got to be willing to look at the situation differently. You have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to do something different. Guess what? I don't know everything. So in that whole thing about being willing, and the question, are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? You have to be humble. Sometimes we have to understand, guys, that change is going to happen. It might not feel comfortable, but without change, you cannot grow. I mean, we've been talking about wisdom, right? Wisdom is applying the knowledge that you know. Applying, not ignoring it, but applying it. Ooh, all right. Don't make me say, oh my goodness, this is my mic right here. Elder Tib came on here and she said, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And how many of you guys know that? That's right, Tib. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Hey, big hug, colleague. If nothing changes, nothing changes. I'm not trying to make this a political thing. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Guys, listen to this. I'm going to encourage you to open up your eyes. I'm going to encourage you to see what is happening, because I feel like we're in this place where the good is spoken evil of and the evil is spoken good of, you know, and it says it in the Bible, right? And see, like, that's what we are living in right now. We have to be willing, as the body of Christ, to say, let me look at this from a different angle. Peggy says, our actions help change one's view. Yeah, our actions. Sometimes we have to step back from looking at the way we look at things the way we want them to become and realize, listen, we are a community. But as believers, we are the body of Christ. It's about loving each other. It's about listening. And it's about being willing to change. Being willing to become the body of Christ. Being willing to listen. Now, you have to look at the fruit of spirit. You know, you have to look at people's fruit. You know, we have to examine fruit. We say, the question is, are you willing to do your part? And if you're not willing, what's keeping you from moving forward? If you're not willing today, what's keeping you from doing your part? What's keeping you from listening, keeping what God is showing you, and then guarding your heart? What's keeping you from denying the cross, denying yourself, picking up the cross, your cross, and following Jesus? What's keeping you from moving forward? See, sometimes I think we love to keep going around in circles. You got me going in circles. Come on. God's saying, listen. Listen, you want change. You've been praying for change. God says, listen, you've got to do your part. And it's more than just saying all these different things that make us feel good. Sometimes, guys, doing the right thing might feel awful because your flesh gets in the way, right? What's going on, Pastor Mason? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? What's keeping you from making that step? Some of you guys, God is saying, take that step of faith and let me do the rest. Let me do the next step, but be willing to do it. And the thing about it that I love is that when we take that one step, God does his part, but we have to be willing to do our part. We have to be willing to take that step. We have to be willing because it takes guts. It's necessary. Without change, nothing. If nothing changes, nothing changes. That's right, Tiff. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And you cannot grow without change. Have you ever seen someone who they act the same way they're acting when they're teenagers? Doing the exact same things they were doing when they were teenagers? Listen, guys, it's time for us to grow up. Bruce said we're going to be the body of Christ. Let's be the body of Christ. Let's love. Let's love. And then let's watch what we're doing. What is our role in the situations? Sometimes we're just praying, Lord, you said, but are you listening? Are you listening to what God is trying to do in your life? Are you listening? I love that tip. Elder Tibb says this, change isn't going to look like what we expect. Woo! Change is not going to look like what we expect. What's up, Malone? How many of you guys have gone through that thing where you're expecting the whole, you're expecting what change looks like? When God brings that change, it does not look like what you expected it to look like. How many of you guys have been through that, been there? Oh, Lord, this change is not what I expected. And God's like, you stay with it. Lord, they said this. And God says, you stay. And listen to this. And when your season is there, it happens. And when your season is up, guess what? God moves you. But the question is, are you willing? Because when you go through the change, guess what? You're growing. You're processing everything. You're learning. You're learning more about yourself. You're learning about your likes, dislikes. You're learning. And are we willing to learn? I love that. Peggy says, change comes from within. Yes, you've got to want the change for yourself. Thank you, Miss Peggy. You have to want the change for yourself. Are you willing? You know, I think sometimes we expect, like, you know, I have to have this person support. And guess what? When I was going through what I was going through a few years ago, and I need to have my community support. Where's my tribe? Where are the people who I turn to? And guess what? Everyone was going through what they were going through. Every person was going through what they were going through. And guess what? I had to go through that thing. But I wasn't alone. Jesus said he'd never leave you nor forsake you, right? So he did not leave me nor forsake me, but I had to go through that thing by myself. And let's guess what? Change comes from within. If you want change, it starts with you. It starts with you. You know, I can't go through the process for you. I can pray you through the process. I'm telling you this. I had someone, there was someone I knew, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. At least at the time I thought so. And the person was going through, and they would always call me, I need to talk to you, I need to talk to you, I need to talk to you, I need you to pray for me, I need you to pray for me, I need you to pray with me. And eventually it was like, can you pray yourself through this? Listen, guys, guess what? Change comes from within. You've got to be willing to pray. Sometimes pray yourself through it. Now, there's a time for everything. No, because listen to this. At times, we do need that community. We do need a community of faith. We do need people to be there to comfort us and encourage us as we're going through. But sometimes, guys, that change comes from within. Sometimes you've got to press through. You've got to press through. You've got to press through yourself. Kathy says this, the scripture that says old shall pass away makes me believe we are supposed to be open to change. That's right, Miss Kathy. It has helped me make room for the new things that have come thus far. That's right. Yeah. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:17, Miss Kathy. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, and the thing about it is this, guys. What you say about old shall pass away? Change. And God is saying, I believe in this season, change. Do we go back to what it used to be? Because I don't even remember what it used to be now. But the question is, are we willing to have faith and trust? Even in this pandemic, are we willing to have faith and trust that we will come through this thing on the other side? I just want to encourage you guys today. Don't allow what we experienced yesterday to keep us from moving forward in the things that God has called us to do. God is in control. Pray, praise Him, do your part. Change is necessary. God is doing a new thing. Do we go backwards? No, we move forward. Change. Change. And sometimes it becomes uncomfortable. Sometimes becoming that new person becomes uncomfortable, but we have to be willing to process through our hurt, process through the pain, leave the pain and the hurt, and grow beyond that, grow through it, so we can go to the next time, next step. I love that, Miss Peggy. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. I just want to encourage you guys with this change. Embrace the change. Embrace the change that God is wanting to do in your life. Embrace the newness. Embrace it. So my third point tonight is this. Basically this, guys. Learn new things. Are you willing to learn new things? Learn new things. You know, how many of you guys really struggle with learning new things? Especially when you have, when you think, well, I have everything down, I have everything straight, I know what I'm going to do now, and then here's something else you want me to do, I'm going to encourage you today, have a desire. If you don't have a desire to learn new things, pray, Lord, please give me the desire to learn new things. Are you willing to learn new things? Are you willing to learn new things? If you're willing to learn new things, send me some hearts, y'all. Let me know that. Let me know that you're with me. Let me know that you're with me right now. Are you willing to learn new things? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. What's going on, Moises? Tonight we're talking about, are you willing to learn? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to learn new things? And while I'm looking for that, Proverbs 4, 7, let me ask this question. What do you think for yourself keeps you from wanting to move forward? What keeps you? Thank you for sending me some hearts, guys. Let me know that you guys are with me. I was like, man, they not even sending me any hearts. I'm asking to send hearts. Let me know that you are with me, that I'm not in this thing by myself tonight. You know, thank you, Kathy. Absolutely. You know, Proverbs 4, 7 says this. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. See, wisdom is supreme. Thank you, Miss Peggy. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. See, the thing about it is that we've got to have this desire to learn new things, to get that wisdom, and to have understanding, to get that understanding, to understand, Lord, what are you saying to me? Lord, what are you saying to me about my life? Lord, what are you saying in your scripture, your word to me? What are you saying? Having that desire to learn new things. Tiberius says this, Elder Tib says this. Therefore, has to come a time when we don't just pray like the men with leprosy sitting outside the city. Why sit here until we die, they said. So they got up. All right now. Don't get me started right now. So they got up. Are we willing to get up for ourselves? All right, Elder Tim. They had to change their minds and move no matter what the outcome would have been. Are you willing? Are you willing to get up? Are you willing to get up? And that, wherever you are, are you willing to get up? Here, listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Are you willing to get up? Are you willing to get up for yourself? Thank you, Elder Tim. That's a good word right there. Whew. Are you willing? This whole thing about new things, guys. Are you willing? Moses says this, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him. Psalm 28:7. Thank you, Moses. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. Guys, we have to keep on keeping our trust in the Lord, that God is not going to leave us in the middle of our process. God is not going to leave us in the middle of the process. The question we're talking about, what's going on, Joe? We're talking about, are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to learn new things? Have a desire to learn new things. Thank you, Moses. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. God will help you regardless of what you are going through or experiencing. God will help you. What's going on, Pastor Leon? And it's okay. I'm going to tell you guys this. It's okay to be vulnerable doing something different. It's okay to be vulnerable doing something different. How many guys are understand why I'm saying that? Sometimes when we're doing something different, we're learning something new, guess what? We're going to make mistakes. But guess what? When you pray, God will help you through that. And listen, it takes time. Everyone doesn't become a novice overnight. It takes time. It takes time to learn. It takes time to grow. Be willing. I'm going to tell you this. Trust your process. Trust the process where God has you. Trust the process. Trust what God is doing in your life. Trust the process. You know, and you know, doing something different, I don't know if it, for you, but it just put me in a different type of mindset, right? When you're doing something different, you're doing something you've never done, guess what? You're going to make mistakes. Guess what? You are going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. And it's going to happen, right? So it's okay to be vulnerable. Now, let me ask you this question. I love what you said, Peggy, you had said faith before, and now you're saying determination. Yeah, determination, being determined. How do you guys deal with being vulnerable when you're learning something new? Or do you guys even experience that? Do you guys even experience vulnerability, being vulnerable, doing something different? Am I the only one? Am I the only one? But it's okay. God places it in my heart to say, look, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay because when you're learning something different, you're learning. And then as you learn, guess what? You grow. The question is, are you willing to trust the process? Are you willing to trust the process that God will bring you through your situation? I love what you said, determination, Peggy. Trust the process. All right. I knew that was you, Tamisha. I knew that was you. I read that. I read it before I even saw it. I read it before I saw your name. Trust the process and give yourself grace. Woo! You know what? I was speaking to someone earlier today, and I'm trying to remember who it was. They said, give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to grow. Give yourself permission to make mistakes. Give yourself permission to learn. Give yourself permission to fall. Just get back up. Give yourself permission. So even that whole thing of saying, are you willing or am I willing to go for it? Am I willing to allow myself some grace? Because sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. Sometimes we are harder on ourselves than we need to be. You know, and you know, listen, guys, ultimately, God uses everything that we've gone through for his glory. We might not understand it while we're going through it. But if we don't give up, if we keep the faith like Ms. Peggy said, if we stay determined, and if we do like Tamisha said, trust the process and give yourself grace. That part, and give yourself grace. How many of us give us grace in this whole thing? Because we're learning. We're learning. We're all learning. We're all learning how to deal with this new normal. We're learning how to say, I'm not sure about you, but I'll tell you, I'm learning. Continue to trust the process. I do trust the process because I've seen God move in my life. I'm seeing him move in my life. And I'm just saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you. The question is, are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to learn new things? And listen to this. Sometimes people might laugh at you when you're doing that thing that God's called you to do. Think about Noah, right? Building that ark. People are like, what are you doing? What is that that you're building? That's crazy. They laughed at him until that rain came, right? I'm going to tell you this. People, Build your ark. Whatever God is telling you to build, people might laugh at you. They might scoff at you. But if God is giving you that vision, you go ahead and you do it, that thing that God has called you to do. If people say, that is the craziest idea you have, but God is speaking to your heart, he's opening up that door, listen, you listen to what God is telling you to do. And I'm telling you, just like I'm telling you, I'm telling myself, encouraging myself, say, look, keep on. Build that thing that God has called you to build. Just like Noah, people might laugh at you. But when God blesses you, when he saves you, listen, those same people are going to be saying, I need your help. I need you. Tamisha says, we, myself included, want to be perfect on day one. Whew. Tamisha. How many of you guys agree with that? How many of you guys have experienced that? How many of you guys have gone through that, what Tamisha is saying right now? She said, we, myself included, want to be perfect on day one. We want to be that novice on day one. We want to have it down packed on day one. But guess what? Sometimes we're going to make mistakes. But, you know, I'm going to tell you this also. Don't allow people to place on you their fears. And their whole thing, because sometimes people might put that on you, I expect you to be perfect. And then you're struggling. I got to get this right. I can't mess up. I can't make a mistake. Listen, you're going to make a mistake. Give yourself grace that you might make a mistake one day. Because guess what? Those people who are judging you, guess what? When they make their mistake, they're hoping, I hope no one saw that. Listen, and we all make mistakes. All have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short. We all make mistakes. But the question is, are we willing to move beyond that? Do you want to keep on staying in that cycle of make mistakes? Or are we willing to go to the next level? Are we willing to do our part? Are we willing to change? Are we willing to learn new things? Then are we willing to become new? Are we willing to become new, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17? If any man be in Christ, he is a new what? New creature. Somebody's saying new creation. Some of these different versions. I'm going to read the NIV version. NIV version says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. And we have to be willing to realize that the old has gone. The old is gone. And you might be saying, Lord, I'm still seeing that thing right there in front of my face. But you continue to speak forth the word of God over your life. You continue to believe what he has said. And guess what? You will begin to change. You know, the old. Listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Sometimes, guys, we're speaking against what God is trying to do in our lives. But speak forth the word of God over your life. Trust that he's going to do what he's called you to do. My whole thing, guys, is this. I want to be the man God has called me to be. I want him to do what he's... I want him to use me the way that he wants to use me. You know, the things that... The gifts. You know, so this is me. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation. You know, and we have to be willing to say, you know, are you willing to become new? That's like putting that change into action, right? Learning new things, putting that thing into action. Sometimes we overthink what God wants us to do. That's what Peggy said. That's right, Peggy. Sometimes we overthink. Tamisha says this, God factored in mistakes and still called us. Whew. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Happy birthday, Dev. Happy birthday. Moses said this. One falls from the trials and tribulations. One gets up and faces the reality. One overcomes the struggles and praise God for achieving it. Whew, victory is the greatest gift of all. I love that, Moses. I'm going to have to copy that. I'll give you credit. I had to put that up. Happy birthday to you. Oh, man. I love that, Moses. I'm going to have to copy that and give you full credit because that was simply fantastic. That really hit home. One falls from the trials and tribulations. One gets up and faces the reality. One overcomes the struggles and praise God for achieving it. Victory is the greatest gift of all. Tiberius says this. We must be willing to unlearn. All right. Don't get me started. She's woo. We must be willing to unlearn, and we are learning something new. Some things we learn isn't going to work in this time. Woo! Some things you have learned will not work at this time. Are you guys listening to what God's saying? Just like Microsoft will need to be upgraded and the old program has to be removed so that the processor to work at an optimum level, so we must be willing to unlearn. Be willing to unlearn. Woo! I can't get past beyond that right there. Well, make me start shouting up in here. We'd be willing to learn that which we know that hasn't worked. How many guys keep on doing the exact same thing over and over and over? Insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and getting the exact same results. And we wonder why. Let me go back to what Tiberius is sharing. Isaiah 43:19 NIV. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive? How many of you guys are right there where you're feeling, you're hearing what God is saying in this season? I love what you say about upgrading. You know, how many of you guys are experiencing this whole new thing that God is doing? God is doing this new thing. I love that upgrade. Woo! God is doing this new thing. You know, listen, guys, we got to listen. We got to keep what God is telling us close to our hearts, and then we have to guard our hearts with all diligence. The question is, are you willing? First point tonight, are you willing to do your part? Second point, are you willing to change? Third point, are you willing to learn new things? Fourth point, are you willing to become new? Are you willing to become new? Or you can better yet say, become new. Are you willing to do that tonight? Are you willing to do that in your relationship with the Lord? Are you willing to do that, period? And guess what? It takes to tenacity. It takes the whole thing of saying, I'm going to do what you called me to do, and I'm going to believe you and what you said you were going to do in my life. Question is, are you willing? We just have to be willing. God will do the rest. We have to be willing to do our part. And then we have to be willing to put that into action. Some of us are saying change, 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 but we don't want things to change. Stop saying you want change if you don't really want to do the work. But if you want to do the work, and some of you guys are doing the work, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. I want you to hear what God's saying. Don't give up in this season. You're almost there. I'm talking to someone. You're almost there. You might have been saying, Lord, I'm tired. I don't know how much of this I can do. God's saying, keep on. Are you willing? I'll do the rest. I will carry you. God will carry you even when you feel like you cannot. Go on. God will carry you. Rosetta says, I'm willing. Amen. I love that, Rosetta. I'm making my statement right now. I am willing. Are you willing? Wherever you are you willing? My cousin aunt says this, the mistakes we make during the process of change are our milestones to the success with change. Whew! The mistakes we make during the process of change are our milestones to the success with change. Praise God. Amen. You know, if we make mistakes, you make mistakes. The whole thing about it is this, are you willing? Are you willing to learn? You cannot grow without making mistakes. My colleague says this, growth is painful and change is painful. However, there is nothing more painful, all right, as staying stuck somewhere you do not belong. Woo! Where you do not belong is living in your fear. All right, don't make me start praising God. Woo! I love that, colleague. Where you do not belong is living in your fear. Do not live in your fear today. Fear people. Fear what they're going to say. Fear they're going to say what you're trying to do is sounds crazy. But listen, God blesses crazy sometimes. God blesses things that people think. He'll take the simple things to confound the wise, right? Someone might be telling you that your dream does not make sense. But has God given you that dream? Has God opened up that door for you? Trust the process. Are you willing? Are you a willing vessel tonight? Are you a willing vessel to say, I'm going to believe you, and I'm not going to stay in the fear? Because like my colleague Shelly says right here, where you do not belong is living in your fear. You don't belong there. I want to tell you tonight, you don't belong there in your fear. God's saying, I have not given you spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God has not given you fear, so you keep on. You trust the process. You trust the process. Trust, even when you don't see it, you trust the process. Trust the process. You know, Kathy says, Peggy says, a small action of blessing. Someone can make a change without you knowing it. Yeah, someone can make a change without you knowing it. I know, listen, a smile, a hug has definitely kept me from going off the other end. Listen, you never know how what you're doing is blessing someone else. Kathy says this, I just said this to a friend today when she said it takes a real child of God to open a business in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, it does. Now, I've seen people be promoted making six digits in a pandemic because before the pandemic, God said, I am bigger than the pandemic. I am bigger than the pandemic. That's right. That's right, Kathy. My answer, act your faith, not your fear. That's right. Act your faith. I'm going to say activate your faith. Starve the fear. Tamisha says, it is not supposed to make sense. All right. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seeing. All right. I want to encourage you guys. You guys encourage me. I'm not sure if you guys encourage it, but I'm encouraged. And you know, Philippians 3:13-14 says, Paul writes, my brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that whole becoming new, press toward the mark. Press through the fear. Press through all the other stuff and do what God has called you to do. Just do it. Just do it. Tibria says this. Elder Tib says this. We have to know when the time is up in certain place. We have to identify when that is so that we don't overextend our stay. That's how we become stuck. And listen, and it becomes uncomfortable. I've been there where I've stayed somewhere beyond time. And I said, God, I'm willing, but I'm not ready to give it up. And God's like, that thing became uncomfortable. The people around me were ready for me to leave. And then I realized, the season changed. The season did change. I want to encourage you. The question that God asked me, are you willing? And I believe he's asking you this question. Are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to learn new things? Then are you willing to become new? Trust the process. Trust the process. And I believe that God is with you and God will continue to be with you. And I believe that's the word for the night, the word for the message for at least this week. And this is something that I'm going to definitely be thinking about every day. Because listen, guys, God has given us the opportunity. Some of us have been praying. And guess what? God has already answered. And he's waiting on us. We're waiting for him and he's waiting on for us. He said, I've already equipped you. I've already given you the way. You might feel like, I don't know it. Know it. Your promotion is here. What God's called you to do, it is here. And God will promote you even in this pandemic. Too good to be true? I don't know about that. But with God, all things are possible. I want to tell you that. Moses says this, "For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do this through him who gives me strength." Philippians 4:11-13. Thank you. I can do all things who gives me strength. Whew. How many guys are there? How many guys know that God will give you strength? What's up, Kamisha? You might be coming through and listen, I just want to encourage you tonight. Whatever God is speaking to your heart, the question is, are you willing? If you're saying yes, guys, then do your part. Be willing to change. Be flexible. Be willing to learn new things. Be humble and become new. And allow God to transform you. And it's going to happen in the stage and in the cycle it's supposed to happen. But trust him. Elder Tibbs says this, "God never asks us to know, but just go. Noah didn't know what he just built. Moses didn't know, but he just went." Whew. Are you willing to do that? And that's faith. That's right, Elder Tibbs. Just be willing. That's faith. That's faith. I want to encourage you in your life. You know, if you're saying, "Lord, I'm struggling," you know, he will give you the strength. He will give you the grace. Are you willing? If you're willing to say, "Lord, yes, I'm willing. I'm willing to trust you through this process." And it might get rocky, but keep your focus on him. Tune everything else out. What is God saying to you through his word? What is God speaking to your heart, to your spirit? What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? Are you willing? Ms. Peggy says this, "I found out that there was a time when I wasn't moving accordingly for God's plan for me, where he has moved me to where I needed to be, his movement for me to change." You know, and listeners, I've been that place, guys, and God will shut the door. He'll make it uncomfortable for everyone. You know, when it's, are you willing? And God is blessing you. I'm talking to you guys, and I'm saying, someone, listen, you've been praying, God is about to open up some doors for you. God's about to open up some doors. He's been listening to your prayers. Are you willing? Just say yes and trust. Yeah, Peggy says, especially if you are procrastinating. That's the truth. If you're procrastinating, listen, no more fear. No more fear. God is here. I just pray that God will bless you guys. Continue to pray for my mother. You know, she's been going through some things, but pray for her strength. And I want to say, listen, guys, I pray that God will bless you. You know, when you get a chance, you know, please share this on your page, on your pages. You know, and if you haven't checked it out from the beginning, check it out from the beginning. You know, tonight we've spoken about, are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to learn new things? Are you willing to become new? If you are, then just say yes. I am. What's up, Stephanie? Yes, Lord, I am. And then trust God that God is going to bring you through. And trust the process. Trust the process. And don't give up. I want to tell you, don't give up, but trust the process. Please pray for me. Please pray for My Heart Ministries. Please pray for the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season and in my life. And guess what? This is where I'm at. I'm sharing with you where I am. And I believe that you are there. I know I'm not the only one as well. And thank you for sharing the video, Tamisha and Trina. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. And I appreciate you guys coming through. And I hope you're blessed. Listen. Let's keep the love going. And thank you guys for the hearts. Please let me know, how has this ministry blessed you? Have you been blessed tonight? I've been blessed by things you've said. What are some takeaways, real quickly? What are some takeaways? And even if we don't go through this during this time, What are some takeaways? I'm still going to respond even after this has ended. But I pray that God will bless you. I know I was really, really touched by so many things you guys have said. So many things you guys have said tonight. You know, thank you, cousin. Love you. My brother Greg came through earlier. I didn't get a chance to say, hey, Tibri, Elder Tib, the Lord said you are that door you need to open. Ooh, all right. He has put the blessing you are praying for in you. We must be willing to listen to him and what is in you he needs you to pull out and move in. Whew. All right, Elder Tim. Thank you. Hey, Ben, I will add you to my prayer list. Amen. Thank you so much, Ben. God bless you and your wife, man. We have to catch up. Listen, I want to say God bless you guys. God bless each and every one of you who have come through tonight. My family, some of my family members have come through, some of my close friends, people from all walks of life. Listen, I love you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. And I pray that you were encouraged tonight. I pray that you leave here feeling better than you have. I pray that God has spoken to your heart and spoken to your spirit. I love what you said, Shelly, about the fear part, not moving in that fear. You know, praise God. Thank you, Elder Tim. Praise God. Trusting God. Tamisha says this, trusting God doesn't involve us understanding the plan. That's right. Trusting him in the process. Give yourself grace. Whew. That part stuck with me. Give yourself grace. Now, I just want to encourage you guys tonight. Give yourself grace and know that God is with you. Know that God will keep you. Thank you, Miss Peggy, for praying for my mom. Thank you so much, Elder Tib. Praise God. Thank you, guys. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your words, encouragement. Thank you for encouraging one another and being willing to encourage. Because look, guess what? I need you. You need me. We need each other. I want to say God bless you guys. Have a great night. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will enlarge your tents. I pray that God will continue, the Holy Spirit will speak to your hearts, and that he will speak to you about your life. You know, sing us out. You want to sing us out, man? Okay. No, I came ready. I came ready today. I said, let me bring this just in case I do. You know, I want to just encourage you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Are you willing? Guess what? God's given us grace, not just any kind of grace, but it's amazing, amazing grace. You receive it, Deborah? Amen. God bless you too, sister. God bless you too, my colleague. You know, listen, God bless you guys, and be encouraged. This is your season. A new day has come. A new day is dawning in our lives. God, that's your mother's favorite song? For real, Ben? That's your mother's favorite song? Hey, Pastor Obey. Amen. Praise God. Look at God. Ben, you know, I did not know that was your mother's favorite song. And I literally just came to my mind just now. And may she rest in peace. Yes. You said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me home. You know, listen, you know, by this time, listen, my voice is gone, y'all. I've been talking since early this morning. But praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, guys, listen, you can make it. You will make it. You will make it. God bless you, Ben. God bless you. You will make it. They were singing verse 2. Yeah, I went ahead and did it because you put that up there, Deb. But I'm going to say God bless you guys. I love you guys. I love each and every one of you. If I didn't know you came through tonight, please let me know. You know, but I want to say God bless you. Have a great week. Have a great evening. And listen, are you willing? It's up to you. I hope you say yes. Then trust the process and know that God is with you. I want to say God bless you guys. Yes, you will win. You will win, y'all. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and have a great, great evening. God bless.